A college professor who studies food systems is putting his money where his brain is. Nick Mink has spent the past two summers in Sitka meeting fishermen and learning about the economy of salmon trolling. Now he's launched a business to connect individual boats with consumers in the Midwest. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Fresher fish from Alaska direct to your dinner plate thanks to a new and growing Galesburg company. Here's News 8's Jonathan Katz.
Near Sitka, Alaska, fishing salmon out of the water is very common.
You know your business is on the map when you make the local television news in the Quad Cities. Nick Mink is a sustainable foods fellow at Butler University. He says he started Sitka Salmon Shares trying to answer a question many of us have asked.
Why does this salmon taste so good here and taste so bad in the Midwest?
Mink first came to Sitka in the summer of 2010 with his girlfriend, who had a full-time job here. He rented an office on the Sheldon Jackson campus to finish his dissertation. Then he received an appointment in the Environmental Studies Department at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois. Besides the college, Galesburg has a sustainable business incubator, and it could not be better situated.
Galesburg is this perfectly centrally located place, just about 3 hours from everywhere in the Midwest. And so when you start thinking about developing markets in Chicago and Indianapolis and St. Louis and Des Moines and Iowa City and Madison, Wisconsin and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Galesburg acts as kind of the center of the salmon solar system that we plan to set up with our Sitka fish.
For 3 months last summer, Mink and seven employees packed and delivered frozen salmon in 5, 8, and 12-pound boxes to 350 clients in the Midwest. The coho and king salmon was provided by two boats in Sitka. The sockeye came from three Juneau fishing businesses, and Seafood Producers Cooperative in Sitka supplied whatever inventory the others couldn't.
The idea appealed to me. The product appealed to me.
Cindy Sievert is a librarian at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She saw an ad for Sitka Salmon Shares last summer in a small arts and culture magazine.
My husband and I have a garden, and he's a hunter, and we love good food. And we priced it out and figured out that it was about the same price that we'd pay for a really good salmon here in town, and I thought, might as well try it.
Sievert says she and her husband both already love salmon, which made the decision to become a member that much easier. She also understands the idea behind CSAs, community-supported agriculture, even though her garden makes joining a CSA unnecessary. Sitka Salmon Shares is a type of community-supported fishery. Sievert says knowing who caught the fish, how it was caught and cared for, were all as important in her decision to buy in as making a healthy eating choice. Now, even though she lives 3,000 miles from Sitka, she's starting to sound like a local.
And it's been fun having a freezer full of salmon. Oh, we'll have salmon tonight and tomorrow and the next day.
One factor Sievert did not roll into her decision was the sustainability of having frozen fish flown from Sitka to Chicago, trucked to Galesburg, and then hand-delivered to her door in Madison. Nick Mink, however, thinks about this a lot. He knows using fossil fuels is not a perfect system.
Part of our power at the Sustainable Business Center comes from solar and is renewable, so that, on the one hand, helps. We also pay to offset all of the carbon emissions for the salmon that come into Illinois. And we actually take that money and we invest it into wind energy in the Midwest. And so that's kind of one little element of making the system, we believe, a little bit more sustainable.
Sitka Salmon Shares also invests 1% of its proceeds back into salmon habitat restoration and salmon education. He thinks the money should be enough to support two summer internships for college students back in Sitka. Although this is the only place where students fit into the business model, it's not hard to look at Sitka Salmon Shares as an academic exercise that has taken on a life of its own. Professor Mink is walking the walk.
If I'm going to teach it and I want students to go out there and do it, well, this offered me a cool chance to be able to try it myself and to learn lessons that I could then pass on to students.
As a seasonal business, most of Mink's seven employees last summer were students. This summer, he's hoping to hire 11 or 12 as Sitka Salmon Shares expands into a five-month season, with the addition of longliners supplying halibut and black cod. Every box of fish contains recipes, and Mink has organized cooking classes with local chefs for up to 35 of his members at a time. Mink is getting a lot of press. Sitka Salmon Shares was featured in the online version of Forbes magazine last month, and the TV time doesn't hurt either.
And consumers keep more money in their pockets. It takes just 5 days to get the fish
still,
off the dock.
Name recognition is not quite where Mink would like it to be just yet.
The funny thing is, a lot of people come up to me and they say, Sitka, your dog?
The business will grow.
Reporting in Sitka, the town, I'm Robert Woolsey.
In Galesburg, Jonathan Katz, WQAD HD, News 8.